Next thing, change your source of value. If you do something and I feel angry, it's because I'm giving you the power to control me. In my mind, I'm acting as if you have the power to control me. If Jesus is my value and you take my money, I won't like that you took my money, but I'll be okay. I could even forgive you. See, now it's not because good Christians forgive people, okay? It says so right here. Well, I don't want to forgive you, though. You took my money. See, okay, but I'll do it. I'll do it because good Christians do it. Then I'm getting my sense of value from what I did. See, now I have a different badge. I forgive even when it's hard, okay? It's just a different badge. It's just a different badge. If I get in touch with the fact that I have chosen to depend on Christ and he said when I did that, he would meet my needs, he's going to meet my needs even though you've got my money. I could even forgive you. See, but now it's a free thing. It's a natural consequence of where I've put my faith. It's not a should at all. And so many people I know live their whole lives trying to live up to some standard and fighting the fight of what should I do instead of who am I going to believe, which sets you free. Change your source of value. Lower your expectations of the other person. Or another way to say it is accept people unconditionally. How can you accept someone unconditionally? The way you can do that is to realize that that's how you've been accepted. If I'm not in touch with the fact that I'm okay, and it's not based on my performance, and it's not based on me at all, it's a gift that I've received. If I'm not in touch with that, I have to get you to be like me. I've got to get you to talk like me, to dress like me, to think like me, you know, and now we've got a club going. Okay, and then I get my value from being safe in all these people that think like me. And I've got to get you to stop doing things that are below me, and I've got to stop getting you free because that confronts how bound up I am. I've got to get you to be like me. But if I'm accepted unconditionally and it's not based on me, I could even accept you. I don't have to get you to perform up to my standards. I could accept you right the way you are. Realizing my value comes from Christ lets me accept you without having to change to please me or to live up to my standard before I can be okay. Empathize. Empathize with the other person. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and hear what they're going to hear after you say what you're going to say. I have had a problem with this in my life. My wife is a very good teacher on empathy. She used to perform at the Renaissance Festival, and she also is quite good at procrastinating things that are threatening to her. She puts them off at the last minute. She rushes around and usually comes through. But anyway, here it was about the Renaissance Festival. She's putting it off, and I say to her, are you going to make arrangements for the Renaissance Festival, or are you going to let that slip by too? And she says, could you say that again, please? And I said, okay. Are you going to make arrangements for the Renaissance Festival, or are you going to let that slip by? And she said, I'll try that again. So I said, are you going to make arrangements for the Renaissance Festival? And she said, thank you. Yes, I am. See, that's all I wanted to know. The rest of it was this little boot, you know, to get her to do it. But see, it was about my feelings. I was worried. And instead of saying, Holly, I'm worried. See, if I had just said, Holly, I feel worried, I would have been telling her about me. But when I said, you're going to make arrangements, you're going to let slip by too, I was making a big you statement. You know, you always procrastinate. Something's wrong with you. And she didn't like that, and it hurt the relationship. Saying an I statement, I feel worried, I'm concerned, wouldn't have done that. It would have built the relationship. It would have let her know I'm on her side.